Tony. Tony. Tony Home Permanent presents...
This is Nora Drake.
This is Nora Drake, a modern story seen through the window of a woman's heart. I heard a woman say that the new short hairstyles are more expensive because you cut off the curl and need permanence more often when your hair is short. Well, if it weren't for Tony Home Permanent, that would be expensive. But with Tony, instead of paying $10 or $15 every time you need a permanent, you can have a beautiful wave for only $2. A Tony wave that's never dry, never frizzy, wonderfully easy to set and style in the very newest hairdos. Today, get the Tony kit, complete with plastic curlers, for only $2. And once you have the plastic curlers, all you need for your next Tony, months later, is the Tony refill, which costs only $1. Be sure to follow the simple directions and give yourself the most natural-looking wave you've ever had for only $1 whenever you need it, with Tony Home Permanent, the wave that gives that natural look, T-O-N-I, Tony. And now, this is Nora Drake, written by Julian Funt. It was about 8 o'clock in the evening that Nora Drake heard the good news. Heard it, ironically enough, from her bitterest enemy. Nora was home at the time, restless, distraught, and more depressed than she would have cared to admit. When the doorbell rang and Peggy Martinson came in, and told her that she no longer had anything to worry about, that she would soon be reinstated, that she, Peggy, was going to make a complete confession. Of course, what Peggy didn't tell her is that she'd already been exposed, that Ken Martinson had walked in on his wife while she was talking to Mrs. Turner, and heard it from her own lips that she, not Nora, was to blame for the old woman's illness. Instead, Peggy's story was that she was the victim of a misunderstanding, as we heard her say.
In other words, Nora, he completely misunderstood what was happening. And now he's convinced that I've always wanted you out of the hospital. That's why I let you take the blame. And what's more, that I was never going to admit it. Well, don't you see how wrong he is, Nora? Well, you understand, don't you? And you do forgive me.
Peggy, there's nothing to forgive you for. I never did think that you were malicious. And if you're worried about my attitude towards you, please don't be. I know what a strain you've been under lately. I can understand why you acted the way you did.
Well, then you don't hold it against me.
Of course not. I'm willing to forget the whole episode.
Well, then maybe you'll do something for me, Nora. I know it's a tremendous thing to ask, and you're the last person who should want to do it for me, but really you're the only one I can turn to.
What is it?
It's a matter of life and death, Nora, and I mean that quite literally. I need your help. I need it desperately.
Peggy, if I can help you, I'll be very glad to. What do you want me to do?
You once told me that you were no longer interested in Ken, that you wouldn't take him back now, even if he asked you to. Did you really mean that?
Of course I did.
Well, suppose Ken were free right now, this very minute. Would you still say the same thing?
Why do you ask?
I ask because my husband's walking out on me, Nora. There's only one reason why he's doing it. He's sure that you'll take him back again.
Well, Peggy, what do you want me to do about it? Give you my word that you have nothing to worry about as far as I'm concerned?
No, no, I have your word. I'm asking for much more than that. Nora, I want you to have a talk with Ken, and I want you to tell him what a horrible mistake he's making. Will you help me, Nora?
I'd like to very much, but frankly, I don't see how. Peggy, Ken isn't going to change his mind just because I happened to talk to him. If he's really made up his mind to leave you, I assure you nothing I say will make any difference.
No, that's not true. Or he wouldn't be doing this. He wouldn't be quite so ready to call it quits.
I don't agree with you, Peggy. I don't think I have anything to do with this. You and Ken simply don't get along together.
Of course we don't, because he's never been able to forget you. Why do you think he's been spending so much time at that hospital and neglecting his private practice? Well, he isn't blind, Nora. He has some pride. And if he were sure that you didn't want him, would he be hanging around you the way he always does? No, Nora, I said it was a matter of life and death. And I wasn't being melodramatic because if I lose Ken, I... Well, nothing else matters, that's all. Nothing. I know I shouldn't do this. This is debasing. It isn't dignified. Well, I don't care about that. I need your help, Nora. I'm asking for it.
Peggy, I'm very sorry. But this is something between you and your husband. I've already told Ken how I feel about all this. I'm not going to interfere any further.
You mean you won't do it for me?
I'm sorry.
In other words, you've been lying to me. You won't close the door on Ken because you want him for yourself. This is just what you've been waiting for. You want Ken and me to split up, don't you? Well, why aren't you honest enough to admit it? Why do you have to lie to me about
it? Peggy, you're hysterical.
No, I'm not hysterical. I'm really very calm. Will you listen to me, Nora? I know what your game is, but it won't do you any good. Not the slightest bit. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. And I don't think you do.
All right, if that's the way you want to play it. I'm warning you here and now, Nora. If Ken walks out on me, you're going to answer for it. And if you think that the two of you will ever get together again, you can forget all about it, because that's one thing that's not going to happen, no matter what I have to do to prevent it. And don't look at me as though I were crazy, because I'm not. Only I won't stop at anything.
I think you'd better go now.
Yes, I think so, too. Only you remember what I told you. Goodbye, Nora.
Oh, hello,
Peggy. Goodbye.
Well.
Come on in, Rose.
Guess she had to catch a train or something. What happened?
It isn't important.
No, I suppose not. She probably just dropped in for a cup of tea. Well, anyway, dear, how do you feel? Are you in the mood to hear some fairly good news?
I'm always in the mood to hear good news.
Well, let me be the first to break it to you. You'll be back on the job tomorrow.
Well, what do you mean?
The whole thing's finally come out. You've been cleared.
Well, Rose, how's that possible? Peggy still hasn't admitted anything to Dr. Jensen.
She doesn't have to. Mrs. Turner's just told him what happened.
I see. So that's why Peggy... Well, it doesn't matter, really.
What about Peggy? What was she doing here, Nora?
She's a very desperate woman, Rose. I suppose that's why she made up that story.
What story? What was she trying to tell you? That she'd finally seen the light and was going to do the decent thing now? Was that it?
Something like that.
Oh, how typical of Peggy Martinson. Well, she must have found out about Mrs. Turner's confession.
Let's forget about Peggy, Rose. The important thing is that I have my job back. Rose, I never realized how much it meant to me. These last few days, I've been absolutely lost. I didn't know what to do with myself.
You didn't act particularly lost, Nora. As I recall it, you didn't waste any time looking for another job.
Well, what was I to do? Incidentally, shall I report for duty tomorrow, or do I have to wait for official notice?
I'm giving you that notice now. You report tomorrow.
Oh, good.
I'll see who that is.
Oh, hello, Miss Fuller. Oh,
Dr. Martinson.
Is Nora home?
Yes, she is. Come on in.
Thanks.
Stifling, isn't it?
Yeah, quite warm. Hello, Nora.
Oh, it's you, Ken.
I wanted to be the first to congratulate you, Nora, but I guess Miss Fuller has beaten me to it.
Thanks, Ken.
I just met Peggy outside. What was she doing here? Did she come to offer congratulations also?
Now, Ken, there's no point in being bitter. She made a mistake, and she regrets it.
She certainly does. She's going to regret it for the rest of her life.
That sounds like a long time to pay for a mistake.
Well, she had a chance to do the right thing, but she didn't take it. I knew she was lying all along about that medicine. I pleaded with her to admit it, but she kept right on denying it, even though she knew that your career was at stake. Well, she should have listened to me.
Oh, as a matter of fact, Ken, she did. She was just about to tell Dr. Jensen the whole thing.
She was?
That's right.
Miss Fuller, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard it.
Do you believe it?
Well, it isn't impossible.
Oh, Nora, let me tell you what really happened. Peggy wasn't going to tell Dr. Jensen or anyone else what she'd done. Mrs. Turner found out about your suspension and decided to tell the truth, that's all. She decided to stop shielding Peggy. Peggy got frantic and started pleading with her, and just then I walked into the room. I overheard enough to piece the whole thing together, and that was that. And that's the woman who apparently has just sold you a bill of goods.
She hasn't sold me anything, Ken. But no damage has been done, and I'm willing to forget the whole thing.
Well, I'm not. Peggy and I are through now, and she knows it. But I didn't come here to talk about Peggy. came here to get the answer to a very important question.
What is it, Ken?
Nora, I'm going to be free soon. But unless you say the word, unless you give me some hope, I'm going away.
Where are you going?
I don't know. Maybe out west. That doesn't matter. I'm just not going to stay around where there's any chance of running into you. I'll try to make a new life someplace else. It all depends on you, Nora. Can you say that word? Can you give me any hope?
Drake in just a moment. And now it's visiting day for our Tony Beauty consultant, Carol Douglas.
Good morning, everyone. And what's our problem today, Bill?
Well, I have a really basic question for you in the mail today, Carol.
Well, that sounds important, Bill. What is it?
Well, let me read this letter from Miss Helen Bartlett of Downers Grove, Illinois. She says, I wish you could give me some idea of just what I'll have to do when I give myself a Tony home permanent. I've never paid much attention to what they did in beauty shops, and a permanent has always seemed a mystery to me. Everybody says it's easy to give a Tony, but I wish you could just explain what the steps are. Well, Carol, that's the letter. What advice do you have for Miss Bartlett?
Well, there's nothing mysterious about a Tony, Miss Bartlett. It's so simple, I think you'll be surprised. All you have to do is wind your hair up on the Tony plastic curlers. They're all the same size, so there's no problem of which goes where. Then, dab on the Tony Cream Waving Lotion. While this wonderful lotion does its work, you're free to rest or do anything you wish. Housework, sewing, anything. You know, I know many people who actually have parties while they're having a Tony permanent. Then, when your hair is waved enough to suit you, you apply the neutralizer and rinse with water. That's all there is to it. You know, actually, only two things happen when you have a Tony. The cream waving lotion applied to the hair, rolled on curlers, makes the hair wavy. And the neutralizer stops the waving action at whatever stage you wish. Makes the wave permanent.
Even I can understand that, Carol Douglas. No wonder more than 1 million women a month, women with no skill or training, whatever, get wonderful results with Tony Home Permanent. Yes, each month, another 1 million women give themselves lovely Tony waves. Ken Martinson doesn't realize it, of course, but he's given Nora the most painful problem she could possibly face right now. But it was a mistake for him to force the issue at this particular time. Listen tomorrow to another exciting episode of This is Nora Drake, brought to you by Tony Home Permanent, the cream cold wave. Stay tuned now for We Love and Learn, which follows immediately over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.